Hello everyone and welcome to this edition of Top 5 here on Press TV. Nationwide celebrations in Iran only a few hours to the beginning of the mass rallies marking the anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution. Fireworks and illuminations brighten the sky in many cities. Celebrations and festivities are also underway in different countries around the world. The celebrations have been held annually since the victory of the revolution on February 11, 1979, which put an end to the monarchical rule of the US-backed Pahlavi regime. Millions of Iranians take part in the event to reaffirm their allegiance to the ideals of the Islamic Revolution and its founder, Imam Khomeini. For more on this, let's go to Toronto and talk to Zafar Bangash, president of the Islamic Society of York Region. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Bangash, 36, that's how old the Iranian Islamic Revolution is. Just what does this tell the world as it watches tomorrow how Iranians take to the streets and celebrate another anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution?
What this indicates is that the Islamic Revolution in Iran is still extremely popular with the Iranian masses because it is their revolution and it reflects and represents their aspirations for a life of freedom and dignity as well as total independence from manipulation from external powers. That regrettably is a reality for many other countries in the world because the bullying powers led by the United States as well as its Zionist ally, the illegitimate entity in occupied Palestine, they bully various governments into towing their line. So the Islamic Revolution has demonstrated that it is a march for dignity and honor and self-respect, as well as for total independence from all the Taghuti powers and its reliance on the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in that sense, it sets an extremely important precedent and example for humanity at large.
So what is the main reason for its stability, its perseverance, its steadfastness?
Simply because the Islamic Republic of Iran has a system which is based on the support of the masses and that people constantly get an opportunity to express their views. One of the most remarkable aspects that I have witnessed with respect to the Islamic Republic of Iran is that even when it was faced with a brutal war for 8 years, the constitution was not suspended, elections were not suspended, whereas if we compare it with other countries, for instance, Britain, during the Second World War, the elections were suspended and they were held only after the war ended, whereas in the Islamic Republic of Iran, even during the eight-year war from 1980 to 1988 that was imposed through Iraq, that the constitution was not suspended, that people had the opportunity to go and participate in elections. Even, mind you, we need to keep in mind that a number of leaders, including the president and the prime minister of the Islamic Republic of Iran, were martyred in bomb explosions, in terrorist acts. But the Islamic Republic did not suspend its constitution or postpone elections. That means that this revolution remains popular because it is through the will and support of the people.
And Mr. Bangash, how different is the Iranian revolution from other revolutions and uprisings that have taken place in the region in the past few years? What is the key element these uprisings are missing?
I believe that there are several aspects that are missing in these other uprisings. The first is that they don't have leadership that would give a directional course to the people. They want to operate within the existing systems. And that is not something that Imam Khomeini, Rahimullah, ever countenanced. In fact, throughout the year of the revolution, he was absolutely clear and emphatic that there can be no role whatsoever for the Shah in a new setup that would emerge in Iran. Regrettably, these other movements have opted to work within the system, thereby that system has subverted them very soon, as we have witnessed in Egypt, we witnessed in Tunisia, and we witnessed in other places as well.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Zafar Bangash, President of the Islamic Society of York Region from Toronto. Thanks for your time there, sir.